And good morning. We welcome you to L.P. Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina for our second Education Day game of the season, where it's the Asheville Tourists taking on your Hickory Crawdads this morning. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us for this second Education Day game of the season. The last time that we were here was about 2 weeks ago. It was a Wednesday morning. It was the second game at L.P. Franz Stadium of the season. And it was at Donnybrook, as it was the Hickory Crawdads winning a 1-0 decision, picking up their first home win of the season against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, as they were able to scratch across a run in the bottom of the 10th inning. It was a solid pitching performance by the bullpen on that day that got the Crawdads the win 1-0. As this is a Crawdads club that would like to win two straight ball games, they would do that this afternoon if they pick up the win today because of last night's effort on the bump for Mitch Bratt. As Bratt, the southpaw out of Ontario, put together a sensational effort. Six innings, allowed one run on three hits. He struck out eight batters. And here's a very important number, one that I'm sure he is probably as pleased with as anything, no walks. As he was established, he was in control, he was solid throughout his outing last night as he was able to get his first win of the season for the Crawdads. And the Crawdads took advantage of some timely hitting. This is a club that out-hit the Asheville Tourists 9-3 in the ballgame. The pitching was there. Certainly the opportunistic offensive opportunities for this club were there. And a lot of it's been predicated on the fact that this club over the last two games has been a terror on the base paths for the Asheville Tourists, as they have stolen 10 bags over the course of two games. This is a club that was sitting in the middle of the pack in the South Atlantic League as far as stolen bases. In the last two games, they have ascended to the third spot in the league, in which we'll talk a little bit later on this morning here at L.P. Franz Stadium. As it was a big, big night for Daniel Mateo. As Daniel Mateo had three hits, had a couple of RBI. He was a major player in the ballgame. And then, of course, when you look at the three phases of the game of baseball, pitching, hitting, and defense, it was certainly Chase Easley that did a sensational job over at third base, really helping out this Crawdads pitching staff, as they were allowing only three hits in the ballgame and coming away with a 4-1 win last night. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll have the starting lineups. We'll have the pitchers that'll be performing against one another this morning on this Education Day. The place is filling up fast. We thank you for joining us this morning. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
We welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium here in Hickory, North Carolina. Just moments away from the start of action on this Education Day, the second of the season, as the Crawdads will be taking on the Asheville Tourist. As you take a look at these two clubs coming into the series Tuesday, these were two clubs representing the very top and the very bottom of the South Atlantic League as far as offensive potency. When you look at the Asheville Tourist, this is a club with the league's best batting average. This is a club with the team with the league's most home runs, the most extra base hits. The slugging percentage is there. In fact, they're the only club still with a slugging percentage of over 400. This is a club with an OPS that 2 days ago came into this ballpark at somewhere around 860. Since then, the pitching for the Hickory Crawdads has really stymied this Tourist team through the first 2 days of this series. Now, this is a six-game series, and the reality is things can shift just as quickly the other way. But for the first two games of this series, the Crawdads have been very good. In fact, the Crawdads' pitching has been so good, it has held Asheville to a team average of 119 over the last two games. Will the Crawdads be able to continue that? We'll have to wait and see. Also, one of the things that we're beginning to see is the span of distance between the top and the bottom of the league is really beginning to find some compression, because in the process, this is a Hickory Crawdads club that is batting a team 190 on the year, but over the last couple of games have been hitting at a clip of 16 for 64. That is 250. If this club were to spend a significant amount of time the remaining part of the year sitting at around 250, this offense is going to look very different. And the offensive dynamic that it presents, stealing bases, hitting for power, et cetera, is certainly going to give the Crawdads much better opportunity to pile up wins as they get through the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for this morning matchup between the Tourist and the Crawdads. Leading off will be Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker, the center fielder, coming in with a 265 average. Bryce Matthews will get his first action of the week so far. He's the designated hitter. Cam Fisher will bat third over in left field this morning and afternoon. John Garcia will bat cleanup. He'll be at first base. He hit the home run last night. That was the one blemish for Mitch Bratt last night in his six innings of work. Luis Baez will bat fifth. He'll be in right field. Narbe Cruz will be batting sixth over at third base. Colin Price will catch. He'll be batting seventh this evening. Pascanel Ferreras will bat eighth over at second base. And Ryan Johnson will bat ninth at shortstop. So it's Whitaker, Matthews, Fisher, Garcia, Baez, Cruz, Price, Ferreras, and Johnson for Nate Shavers, Asheville Tourist. Andrew Taylor will get the ball for Asheville. We'll talk about his numbers a little bit later on in the broadcast. For the Crawdads, Chad Comer's club is going to roll out Jace Easley in the leadoff spot this morning and afternoon. He's going to play right field this morning and afternoon as part of the versatility that Jace Easley brings to this club. Daniel Mateo will bat second. He'll be the center fielder today in the lineup. Quincy Scott bats third. He'll be over in left field. Yossi Galan moves to the cleanup spot. He'll be the designated hitter this afternoon. Ben Blackwell bats fifth. He'll be at shortstop. Ian Moeller bats in the sixth spot in the order. He's the catcher. Connor Pioto gets a start at first base. He'll be batting seventh. Devin Hurdle bats eighth at second base. And Marco Soto will bat ninth. He'll be over at third base. So that lineup, recapping it one more time. Easley, Mateo, Scott, Galan, Blackwell, Moeller, Pioto, Hurdle, Soto, as Luis Ramirez will get the ball this morning for the Hickory Crawdads. Comes in with an 0-1 record on the year, a 5.79 ERA, a 9 1/3 innings pitched. He's given up 9 hits, 6 runs. They've all been earned. He's walked 2 batters, struck out 7, a .237 average against for Luis Ramirez. Ramirez, a 6'2", 215-pound right-hander out of Los Angeles, California, a 7th-round pick from back in 2022. That's the starting lineups this afternoon for these two clubs. It's going to be the first game on the docket today. In fact, everything else is a night game except for one other contest. Wilmington will be taking on Brooklyn at 1 o'clock. That's going to be a 1 o'clock start. We'll be in the latter innings, I would suspect, before that game really gets going. Later on this evening, Bowling Green and Hudson Valley will play at 6:35. At 7 o'clock, Roman Winston-Salem will renew acquaintances from Winston-Salem. And then Greensboro and Greenville will be down at Fluor Field for a 7 o'clock start. At 7:05 also, you'll have Jersey Shore and Aberdeen playing. So all the games are night games, save that of Wilmington and Brooklyn. And, of course, the game you'll be checking out here this morning and afternoon on HickoryCrawdads.com from the audio vehicle and then the video streaming side, MILB.TV and Valley's app. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have first pitch action between the Asheville Tourist and your Hickory Crawdads in just a moment.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. And we welcome you back to LP Fran Stadium. On this Thursday morning, Education Day number 2 here at the Fran. So glad you could join us on this Thursday morning. Brian Rushing here with you. Game 3 of a 6-game set between the Asheville Tourist from just down the road following I-40, about 75 miles west, coming into LP Fran Stadium to take on your Hickory Crawdads, the High A affiliate for the world champion Texas Rangers. These two clubs will face off in 4 different 6-game series this year. The first half will have these two clubs facing off here at LP Fran Stadium. I'll be joining the club for a couple of weekends, one in late July, the other in late August. The two times that we'll make our way to McCormick Field will be in the second half of the year. So I'm really excited to do that. McCormick Field, one of the truly great yards in all of minor league baseball, and that's been from a historical perspective. And that club and the organization continues to make improvements out at McCormick Field. LP Franz now, it's hard to believe that it's been well over 30 years since baseball has made its way to the uniform. As, of course, this Hickory Crawdads franchise started out as a Chicago White Sox affiliate, making the move from Gastonia, North Carolina, after 1992. They started here April 1993, and they've enjoyed days just like this ever since. Tyler Whitaker will start things off here on this Thursday morning. 68 degrees will be the first pitch time. It's Luis Ramirez. Wheels and fires the first offering. It's fouled off at the plate. 91 mile an hour on the fastball, and we're underway. 11:02 will be our first pitch time this morning. Luis Ramirez, 0-1, 5.79 ERA. The breaking ball is going to be rolled out to the shortstop, Ben Blackwell. He'll field fire, get it across just in time to first. There's one down. The lineup for Asheville, Tyler Whitaker, Bryce Matthews, Cam Fisher, top third of the order, John Garcia, Luis Baez, Narbe Cruz. In the middle third of the order, Colin Price, Pascanel Ferraris, and Ryan Johnson. Bottom third of the order for the Tourist. The High A affiliate for the Houston Astros. Ramirez, first offering, misses down. Matthews comes in, a 259 hitter. This is his first action that we've seen from Matthews in this series. It's the fastball from Ramirez, taken for a strike. Count quickly, evens up at 1-1. Ramirez not wasting a lot of time, getting a baseball, getting a sign, and going. Here's the 1-1. Fastball misses just inside at 92 miles an hour. Ramirez, that ball rolled out to shortstop again. Blackwell fields, fires across to Connor Pioto, and there's quickly two down. The defensive array for the Crawdads this morning: Quincy Scott in left field, Daniel Mateo in center, Jace Easley swung over in right. Marco Soto is over at third base. Of course, Blackwell at short. Devin Hurdle gets the start at second. Connor Pioto over at first. That's the first pitch to Cam Fisher, taken for a ball. Fisher comes in, a 256 average, 4 homers, 10 RBI, from not too far away, Morganton, North Carolina, about 20 miles from the ballpark here, if that. Our umpires today, Trey Ward and Dylan Hulsey, on this gorgeous Thursday morning. Temperatures in the Unifor supposed to get into the mid to upper 70s. Hopefully we'll be gone by the time that happens so we can actually enjoy some sunshine after the game. As the pitch taken by Fisher for a strike. Fisher got the start on Tuesday, went 0-for-2 with a couple of walks. Here's the 2-1. Fisher's going to roll that off the end of his bat toward the backstop. Count evens at 2-2. A year ago today, I was sitting at the Winthrop University ballpark watching a non-conference game between the Charlotte 49ers and the Winthrop Eagles. Cam Fisher was the starting right fielder on that day. Fisher would ultimately be drafted in the fourth round of last year's draft out of the University of Charlotte. The 49ers, as Fisher will take the walk, as the 3-2 pitch was a little in tight. Fisher will trot down to first base. It's the first free pass allowed by Luis Ramirez, and that brings up John Garcia. Garcia, 250 hitter, one home run, seven RBI. That home run came last night. 1-for-3 in the game last night with that solo shot that was struck well. Ramirez, slider, cut on and missed. Piotto holding on the runner over at first in Cam Fisher. A slight pull shift for Garcia. Ramirez gets the sign from the catcher Ian Moeller, breaking ball. Missed inside, perhaps. Count evens at 1-1. The wind blowing in slightly from left field, though the wind could very well shift direction, and if it does, make this ballpark a little smaller. As the pitch swung on and missed, Garcia finds himself in a 1-2 hole. This ballpark, LP Franz Stadium, 332 down each line, 376 in the gaps, 400 in dead center. For the most part, a green 8-foot-high wall surrounding the yard. Is that breaking ball? Cut on and missed. Ramirez responds with the free pass with his first strikeout. A half an inning in the books. The Tourists strand a runner. We come back. The Crawdads come to bat on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Crawdads coming to bat, bottom half of the first inning. Chase Easley will lead it off, followed by Daniel Mateo, Quincy Scott. That's the top third of the order as they'll be facing off against Andrew Taylor. It's Taylor. His first delivery to Easley is a fastball missing at 89 miles an hour. A little bit up. Taylor comes into this, a 6'5", 225-pound right-hander out of Caledonia, Michigan. A second-round pick in 2022 out of Central Michigan University. As the breaking ball misses, count goes to 2-0. Central Michigan out of the MAC conference. Taylor wheels and fires, misses high, easily has a 3-0 count. Last year, Andrew Taylor pitched in Fayetteville for the Woodpeckers, the low-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Easley comes in, a 154 hitter with no homers, two RBI. The 3-0. The next fastball right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard for a strike. Count goes to 3-1. Easley is a switch hitter, so he's from the left side against the right-hander in his first AB. Taylor. Wheels and fires the 3-1, catches the inner third, runs the count full. Middle third of the order for the Crawdads this morning, Yossi Gallan, Ben Blackwell, Ian Moeller. Bottom third of the order, Connor Piotto, Devin Hurdle, and Marco Soto. It's a club that won the game last night 4-1, trying to see if they can win consecutive games. Taylor. Starts his motion just before the timer goes to zero. They'll check down to first, and they say that Jace Easley did commit to the swing. A strikeout for Taylor is the first out here in inning number one. And that'll bring up Daniel Mateo. A number of key figures in last night's 4-1 win offensively for this Crawdads club. But Daniel Mateo, if there was a player of the game, if you will, to be honest with you, I think he would be it. 3-for-4 last night, two runs driven in, a double, and a stolen base. As the breaking ball taken for a strike. Mateo comes in, a 300 hitter. Three RBI on the season. Has yet to leave the yard. As that ball hits sharply out to the shortstop, Johnson fields, gets it across to Garcia, and there's two down in the inning. And that brings up Quincy Scott. Two of the Crawdads' major prospects, Sebastian Walcott, Anthony Gutierrez, getting the day off at least for now. And this is the only thing that's been able to slow down Gutierrez's tear around the base paths over the last two games. It's the fastball, misses down to Quincy Scott. Scott, a 125 hitter, a home run, six driven in. He was 0-for-4. Last night against the Tourist. It's the breaking ball, misses down, count goes to 2-0. Along the way, I'll tell you what the clubs are wearing this afternoon as they are in different get-ups this afternoon. The Crawdads unveiling a look today that I really, really like. As that ball hits sharply out to second, but the play is made by Pasquinel Ferreras. He had to leap to make the catch, does so. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Andrew Taylor. We've played one inning here in Hickory. Scoreless. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We go to inning number two. Scoreless ball game here on this Thursday morning. The tourists will have Luis Baez, Narbe Cruz, and Colin Price. Bat here in the top half of the second inning. Luis Ramirez surrendered a walk in the first inning, but responded with a strikeout of John Garcia to end the frame. First pitch breaking ball taken for a strike to Luis Baez. 259 average for Baez, two homers, eight RBI, and he's going to shoot that ball to right field as the breaking ball got out over the middle third. Baez has himself his first hit of the series. Came into the game 0 for 8 previous, but the single to right gets him on. He's a leadoff runner at first base, and that brings up Narbe Cruz. Cruz, a 250 hitter, no home runs, 7 RBI, 0 for 4 on Tuesday night in that 4-3 win for the Tourist. It's the first pitch from Ramirez, misses. The Tourist this morning, they're wearing an alternate jersey. It's the navy blue jersey with Tourist written in sort of a greenish-blue hue. Almost a seafoam, if you will, but maybe a tad darker than that. Across the chest, they do have the piping stripe going up the buttons and around the collar. The number in that greenish-blue color on the back, as well as a white number on the front, the lower left ribcage. As Cruz lifts that ball into right field, easily has it measured. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. They're wearing the gray pants with the navy blue piping stripe, the navy blue belts, the blue helmets, and they're wearing the same hat from Tuesday night, the darker blue-bodied hat with the Tourist Moon logo and the lighter blue bill. That'll bring up Colin Price. Price last night, 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Connor Pioto holding on the runner, Luis Baez. It's the breaking ball from Ramirez, taken for a strike. Price, a 289 hitter. Three homers, 10 runs driven in on the season. Price, of course, out of Suwanee, Georgia. As that ball is going to be ripped foul out past the tarp that will likely not be used this week. The weather forecast is, well, nothing short of sensational here in the uniform. I mean, every day the temperature progressively gets a little bit warmer to the point where I think Sunday the matinee will be about 83 degrees. Sign me up. It's the breaking ball to Price. Taken for a ball. One ball, two strike count here with one down in the top of the second inning of a scoreless ball game. So glad you could join us on the Crawdads Radio Network. Baez takes the lead. That ball is going to be checked down the third base line, but foul. A lot of stirring here in the ballpark, as you can probably hear in the crowd microphone. I mean, there's a great crowd. I mean, a great crowd on this Education Day. In fact, I believe there's more today than there was 2 weeks ago. The throw over to first chases Baez back. The last time we were here for Education Day number one, we were delayed about, I want to say, 2.5 hours, or 1.5 hours at least, because of the rain that fell earlier in the day. As the changeup cut on and missed, Colin Price, a strikeout victim, there's two down. It's the second punchy for Luis Ramirez here in the ballgame, and that brings up Pascanal Ferreras. Ramirez taking his tour around the Southern Conference with these next two at-bats as he just struck out Price, the former Bear from Mercer University. Now he's taking on the former Catamount at Western Carolina. Ferreras, pitch misses wide, throwing from behind home plate as Moeller down to first. Nothing happening there. Ferreras out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. A 20th round draft pick last year out of Cullowhee, North Carolina's Western Carolina University. The 1-0, breaking ball, misses down. Two down here in the top of the second inning, a 2-0 count to Pascanel Ferreras. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Count goes to 3-0. One of the things that's always interesting to watch throughout the course of the day is the scouts that are here trying to find an open space to watch the game. As the pitch misses down, it's going to be a four-pitch walk to Pascanel Ferreras. It's the second free pass given up by Ramirez. Runners at first and second with two down, and that brings up Ryan Johnson. Typically, a lot of nights when you're not dealing with an Education Day type crowd, the scouts have plenty of opportunity to find any number of places to gather. Well, usually they get separated with the schools here today. And maybe they get to congregate, maybe they don't. But you can see guys with bucket hats and briefcases, backpacks, all getting up in congregations of 6 to 8 and moving to different locations. Ramirez, changeup, cut on and missed by Johnson. Johnson went 1-for-3 on Tuesday night in that 4-3 win for the Tourist. Crawdads trying to win back-to-back games for the first time since they were able to wrap it around on Sunday against Jersey Shore following 2 days later, a 5-4 extra inning win in Greensboro. As the pitch misses down, Moeller smothers it at home plate. 1-2 count on this gorgeous Tuesday morning, which will turn into afternoon eventually. As Ramirez misses down, the count evens at 2-2. Infield playing Johnson pretty much straight up with Hurdle playing a little closer to the second base bag. Is that breaking ball taken for strike three? Johnson is punched out looking. Ramirez has 3 strikeouts through the first 2 innings. The Tourists leave 2 runners on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless here on the Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, Carousel Rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday. Discounts and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the second inning. Yossi Gallan to lead things off against Andrew Taylor. Gallan, the designated hitter in this one, had a home run last night. And, well, let's be honest, when it's your birthday, if there's ever been a day to where someone has a right to hit a home run, a birthday bomb, it should be on your birthday. Yossi Gallan lifts that one incredibly high. It's not going to leave the yard as that ball is going to be caught just behind the third base bag in shallow left field by the shortstop, Ryan Johnson, and there's one down. Maybe a little bit later on. That's going to bring up Ben Blackwell. Blackwell, 3-for-8 in the series with a double, 2 runs driven in, and 3 stolen bases. Part of this Hickory Crawdads club that has stolen 10 bases over the course of the last 2 ball games. They came into this series with 21 stolen bags, still well over 1 per ball game. But 10 in the last 2 games, they've now ascended to the 3rd spot in the league table as far as stolen bases are concerned. As Blackwell can't hold up, count evens on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. The Aberdeen Ironbirds, well, they're running like they're in a track meet. 51 stolen bases so far. Bowling Green right behind them with 49. So there's a considerable distance between 1 and 2 and the Crawdads. However, the Crawdads are certainly picking up the pace. That ball misses down. And perhaps with these racing red jerseys for the Crawdads this morning and afternoon, they could see those numbers improve. I gave you the outfit combination for Asheville. The Crawdads uniform combination today is so nice. The 2-1 from Taylor misses high. The count goes to 3-1. They're wearing their red jerseys today with Crawdads across the chest, a black piping stripe up the buttons, around the collar, the North Carolina claw on the right sleeve, black numbers on the back outlined in white with white pants, black belts, black socks. Pitch swung on and missed. Count runs full. They got their black helmet with the Crawdad H on the front and then the red hat with the Crawdad H and the black bill. A very, very sharp look. My favorite that I've seen this year. The payoff. Blackwell lifts it down the right field line, drifting over into foul ground, and John Garcia will make the catch for the second out. That's going to bring up Ian Moeller. Moeller, 0-for-3 in Tuesday night's game. Last night, Tucker Mitchell was behind home plate for the Crawdads. Taylor misses down with his first offering at 83 miles an hour. Moeller, a 138 hitter on the year. The really good thing about the fact that this Crawdads club has stolen as many bases as they have lately means they're getting on base. I mean, the old axiom, you can't steal first. Well, perhaps in a Savannah Banana game, maybe. But you can't do it here. You got to earn your way onto first and then work from there. As Mueller's going to lift that one into the myriad people that are here at LP France Stadium today. That ball's going to drift out to the concourse over on the first base side. Hickory, as always, over on the third base dugout. Asheville, the visitors, on the first base side. The 2-1 to Mueller. Here's Taylor. As that ball hits sharply past the third baseman, Narbe Cruz, and it's a two-out single for Ian Mueller. As that was a topspin smash through the infield. And that's going to bring up Connor Piotto. Connor Piotto getting his first activity of the series against the Tourists. Left-handed batter. Mueller takes his lead over at first, being held on by Garcia. The breaking ball cut on and missed. Connor Piotto listed as a catcher, one of the three on the club, out of Mississauga and Canada, up in Ontario, just outside of Toronto. Non-drafted free agent from 21. As that ball is going to get away from the catcher, Colin Price. However, Mueller not able to advance. Price and Garcia switching places from last night. Price actually got the start at first base. Garcia behind the plate. They're just flip-flopping for the Tourist. Mueller takes his lead at first. Taylor delivers. That ball cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. Piotto comes into the contest, a 154 hitter on the year. Taylor delivers. That ball's going to get away from Price this time, and Mueller is going to be able to advance to second on the wild pitch. That ball got into the dirt and spun away from Price. And by the time it had stopped rolling, it was over in front of the on-deck circle on the third base side. Devin Hurdle is on deck if the inning can be extended. Here's the 2-2. Fastball misses up. Count runs full. A lot of folks stirring in the ballpark. And it's going to be that way probably until about 1, maybe 1:30. And then you'll see a mass exodus because the school bell's going to ring at some point and they got to get the buses back to the school. It's that pitch. Catches the outer third for strike three. Piotto strikes out looking. The Crawdads leave a runner on second. We've played two innings here at LP France Stadium. We're scoreless here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Never fails. It's almost automatic. You have an Education Day crowd. You play SpongeBob SquarePants. And the place collectively loses its mind. And all you have to do is hear, "Are you ready, kids?" and all of a sudden it turns into a fish concert. Some of you will know who Fish is. As Tyler Whitaker will lead things off here in the top of the third inning as the first pitch from Ramirez taken for a ball, maybe. It was called a ball. It's debatable. The 1-0, breaking ball, misses again. 2-0 the count. Whitaker grounded out to shortstop. His only time up in the ballgame. Scoreless ball game. Each club has a hit. No runs as of yet. Fastball works inside. The count now 3-0. It'll be Whitaker, Matthews, Fisher batting here in the third inning on just an absolutely gorgeous day in Hickory. It's the fastball. Missed inside. Wow. Okay. Whitaker will draw a four-pitch walk. It's the third walk given up by Ramirez in the ballgame, and oddly enough, all three walks have been four-pitch walks. That is bizarre at the very least. Bryce Matthews, a ground out to shortstop, his first time up, is at the plate. Fastball down. Chad Comer, for those of you that were not tuning in last night, he got dumped around the sixth inning of last night's game. As that's going to be a stolen base, the pitch taken for a strike. Whitaker took liberties on Ramirez. He got to a running lead, and he stole that base standing up. So the steal for Whitaker puts him in scoring position, a 1-1 count. Ramirez, the 1-1. That ball gets in tight. So the count goes to 2-1. Bryce Matthews, 6 foot 191 pounds out of Humble, Texas. Played for the Cornhuskers of Nebraska as that pitch misses. Now Ramirez has fallen behind 3-1. Ramirez, the 3-1. That ball's going to hit out to shortstop. Blackwell is going to go back to second, and the fielder's choice. The throw to second's not going to work out for the Crawdads. So it turns out Devin Hurdle was too far away from the second base bag and able to get in, not on a slide, but standing up is Whitaker. So that's going to be a fielder's choice for Bryce Matthews. That's going to bring up Cam Fisher. So Cam Fisher with runners at first and second and nobody out. This is the best chance that anybody's had to really put anything on the board in this ballgame. As Matthews hit it sharply out to Blackwell, Blackwell saw Whitaker take a big, big secondary lead and thought he had a chance of actually getting him. It's just Hurdle who had to make up another step and couldn't do it before applying the tag, and Whitaker was able to get in under the tag. Ramirez, the 2-0 count. That ball's going to get fouled back to the screen. Fisher was the recipient of a walk in the first inning. Ramirez really hoping that maybe he can get a ground ball to Devin Hurdle. They are playing Fisher to pull a little bit, the left-handed batter. Here's the 2-1. Fisher lifts that one high. That might make it to the seats. They're giving it a look, and it's going to get into the picnic deck. Count evens at 2-2. So Ramirez has a new baseball, the 2-2 count forthcoming. He sets, delivers. That pitch at the knees taken for strike three. And Cam Fisher is going to turn and go back to the dugout. So he thinks that pitch was down and indicated so much to his dugout on his way back to the dugout. Didn't do it in a demonstrative way toward the umpire. In fact, he had walked away about another 30 feet from home plate. So he wasn't trying to show up the umpire in any stretch whatsoever, but he did believe it was down. Ramirez now with one down in the inning. We'll look back, Whitaker back to second. It's the fourth strikeout for Ramirez. And now a ground ball double play would get him out of the inning. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. That's a big bender there, 79 miles an hour. Got Garcia out in front. Took the pitch for strike one. Garcia struck out his first time up. That breaking ball taken for strike two. Ramirez has given a steady diet to these tourist hitters of secondary pitches. Garcia's seen two straight. We'll see what happens on this offering as it's another slider. Well, a slider. The other two were true curveballs. One and two the count. Garcia in the box. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Garcia got the changeup that time, 82 miles an hour. Now the count is going to be cleared for Luis Baez, as that's now the fifth strikeout of the ball game for Luis Ramirez. Baez singled to right his first time up. He's got the lone hit for the tourist as he can't hold up on the first offering at 89 miles an hour. Falls behind 0-1. The defense here a little more regulated, playing a little bit more straight up. It's the off-speed, cut on and missed by Baez. He falls behind 0-2. So Luis Ramirez, after the fielder's choice, has gotten to work. Back-to-back strikeouts, a breaking ball here, and that's going to be three strikeouts in a row. So Luis Ramirez has a half dozen, beats him with the bender there. We played 2.5 innings here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the third inning. Scoreless ball game. So it'll be Devin Hurdle, Marco Soto, Jace Easley, 8-9-1 against Andrew Taylor. It's the first pitch to Hurdle, taken for a strike at the very tippy top of the strike zone. Hurdle, a 200 average with two RBI. The fastball from Taylor misses up. Taylor comes into this, no record on the year, a 3.86 ERA, seven innings pitched in two previous starts, five runs, three earned, four walks, 10 strikeouts, a 250 average against. That ball is going to be chopped down the third baseline. This is going to be trouble. Taylor's not going to be able to get it over to first. Devin Hurdle has himself a swinging bunt. He'll lead off the third inning on base. And that's going to bring up Marco Soto. Now with runners on base, and we've seen more Crawdads runners on base over the course of this series. And we saw that beginning to happen in Greensboro last week. Breaking ball from Taylor, taken by Soto for a strike. We'll see if the wheels are rolling here. We'll see if the Crawdads' penchant for trying to manufacture runs as of late is still in play. So that pitch almost got away from the catcher, Colin Price. So that was 89 miles an hour headed toward the fourth row. Would have been stopped by the netting. Hurdle takes the lead at first. Taylor delivers. Soto's going to foul that one off his left leg. Soto, a 231 hitter, two RBI. He's 0 for 4 so far in this series. They'll throw over to first. Hurdle gets back. Hurdle was actually bouncing off the bag. Taylor almost caught him leaning. And now Hurdle wanders off and gets back to the bag in time. As he was a good 30 feet off the base before Taylor had even noticed, and by the time he threw over there, there was enough time for Hurdle to recover. Now that's two disengagements as the pitch is going to miss high and the count evens at 2-2. Well, this could be interesting here. Does Hurdle take liberties in this spot? He'll go. The pitch is fouled off. I mean, you can see the cat and mouse game happening during the course of play, to where you really do want to exhaust as many of those disengagements as you possibly can. The pitch. Soto's going to send it out to left field. It's going to be a base knock. Back-to-back hits for the Crawdads. Have them rolling here as we go back to the top of the order for Jace Easley. Easley struck out his first time up. There's a lot of things at play here. Easley, the switch hitter, will be batting from the left side. Already the third baseman, Narbe Cruz, is inside the baseline at third, anticipating a bunt play. Easley is going to try to lay the bunt down. Instead, he pops it back into the screen behind home plate. Easley, if he's going to bunt in this situation, wants to make sure that Cruz is the one that absolutely has to field it. It's the breaking ball taken for strike two. So Devin Hurdle down at second base. Marcos Soto over at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. Taylor delivers. That pitch gets past Price. That was a cross-up. Colin Price was surely looking for a breaking ball at 0-2. And Taylor buzzed the light tower. And now there's going to be a conversation on the mound. As Alex Harder's going to come out and have a conversation with the right-hander and Colin Price. Despite any new technology that may come about, despite the rules to speed up the game, sometimes you're going to get a cross-up, and when you do, you better go communicate. Because Price was expecting something in the dirt, and it was anything but. As everybody moved up 90 feet, runners now at second and third. So Easley has been given a bit of a reprieve here as the infield is going to be pinched in somewhat, and he's got an opportunity to hit a ball sharply in between a couple of tourist infielders and get the Crawdads on the board here. Now the crowd starting to come alive. It's the pitch taken at the knees for strike three. Easley not in love with that call. So he's going to strike out looking. There's one down in the frame. And that brings up Daniel Mateo. Mateo grounded to shortstop his first time up. With one down, you would certainly imagine the contact play to be on here. As Mateo takes the breaking ball down and out of the zone. Hurdle takes the lead and foul ground over at third. Soto at second as Mateo fouls it back to the screen to even the count at 1-1. A chance for the Crawdads to jump out in front here, especially if Mateo can do much of what he did last night. That ball hit back up the middle. It's going to be a base knock. One run will score. Soto's on his horse trying to get home. The throw is up the line. It's 2-0 Crawdads. As Daniel Mateo was productive last night, he's productive this morning. A two-run single has put the Crawdads on the board. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That ball was out over the middle of third. And Mateo drove it to center field. I mean, he hit it hard. And that's going to be the end of the day for Andrew Taylor. As Taylor's day has come to a close, giving up the two-run single, the Crawdads have an advantage. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll tell you who's coming on to pitch for the tourist. We'll be back on the Crawdads Radio Network. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Back here at LP Fran Stadium, Rylan Perez is the new pitcher coming on for the Asheville Tourist. Perez, a 6'3", 215-pound right-hander out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. A Rule 5 selection for the Astros from the Boston Red Sox. Last year played for the Salem Sox in the Carolina League. As running on the play is Mateo. That ball is going to be fouled into the seats over on the first base side. Perez numbers on the year, making his fourth appearance. No record, a 1.93 ERA. 4 2/3 innings pitched, 5 walks, 1 run. It's earned 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Perez, a .278 average against. And now Perez is going to throw it into center field. Perez slowly turned to second and decided to throw the ball. It's just he threw the ball just over Daniel Mateo's shoulder. Pasquinel Ferreras, the second baseman, was not able to track the baseball down. It ends up in center field. So it's going to be an error on the pitcher, Perez. And that sends Mateo over to third. Now the infield pinched in again as that ball in tight on Quincy Scott. Crawdads with a 2-0 advantage and an opportunity for a little more. Scott hit a soft liner out to second. That ball's going to get out to right field, and it could very well be enough to score the run. As the throw coming in at the plate, it's going to take a couple bounces and be tardy. Daniel Mateo scores. It's a sack fly for Quincy Scott. It's RBI number 7 on the season. And the Crawdads have a 3-0 advantage. So, again, going back to the manufactured run. Mateo singles to center field, takes second on the throw home. Reaches third on the miscue defensively by the Tourist and scores on the sack fly. So that brings up the birthday boy, Yossi Galan. Galan turning 23 today. I still think he should get the obligatory birthday bomb. That pitch instead is going to hit him on the arm guard. He'll go down to first base. That'll bring up Ben Blackwell. As Galan will take his stride down to first, folks, let's go ahead and make the broadcast interactive. An opportunity for you today to reach out to me during the course of the broadcast. For many of you, checking out the action maybe during the workday, listening on HickoryCrawdads.com perhaps, or maybe you got the day off. Maybe this is something you prepared for. Whatever the case, you can reach out to me a couple different ways. I'll describe it here in just a moment. Perez first delivery, and that ball, Blackwell's going to foul off to the on-deck circle over on the first base side. You can find me by way of email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. Perez is going to throw over to first. Galan in easily. You can also find me on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Some people just call it Twitter X, which, okay, whatever. At What's Up B-Rush PXP. At What's Up B-Rush PXP. If you could, give me a follow. If you want to let me know you're tuning in today, I'll certainly try to salute each and every one of you. If you got a question for me, I'll do my dead level best to answer. A 3-0 Crawdads lead. They'll throw back over to first. Galan in easily. Perez waits for the timer to get down to two before delivering the pitch. Blackwell swings and misses, and that'll retire the side. But it's a productive inning for the Crawdads. They scratch across three runs in the third. We go to the fourth inning. Crawdads out in front here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fourth inning. Narbe Cruz, Colin Price, Pascanel Ferreras. It's a bat here in the fourth inning against Luis Ramirez. First pitch to Cruz, misses inside at 89 miles an hour. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us. Top of the noontime hour. On this Thursday, that ball bounced over to third, just foul. Count evens at 1-1. The Crawdads with a 3-spot in the third inning. They chase the starter, Andrew Taylor. 3 hits in the inning. They've now out-hit the tourist in this contest 4-1. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. It's a Crawdads club that has out-hit the tourist in this series fairly significantly. That ball is going to make its way into the seats. And the chase is still on for a bunch of middle schoolers. Finally, somebody comes away with the baseball. The Crawdads out-hit the tourist 7-4 on Tuesday night, 9-3 last night. They have a 4-1 advantage here in this game. Quincy Scott will make the catch of the fly ball in shallow left field for the first out. I mentioned it in the pregame show. This is a tourist club that over the first two games of this series have been held to a 119 average against. They came into this game 7-59. The Crawdads, conversely, 16-64 in the first two games. That ball chopped out to shortstop. Blackwell on the backhand to throw across. Piotto makes the catch. applies the tag off the bag, and there's two down. That brings up Pascanel Ferreras. Now, over the last two contests, one of the things that Asheville has been able to take advantage of on Tuesday night is the Hickory Crawdads walked seven tourist hitters in the Tuesday night game. As that ball lifted out to right field, Chase Easley will make the catch. He'll bring it with him. So we've played 3.5 innings. A 1-2-3 inning for Luis Ramirez. The Crawdads lead 3-0. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Ian Moeller is on to lead off the fourth inning for the Crawdads, a 3-0 advantage. Edinson Batista is now on for the tourist to pitch. Batista throws a fastball down the middle to even the count at 1-1. I'll get to his numbers in just a moment. It's Rylan Perez. Day was somewhat short-lived, just two-thirds of an inning. As the breaking ball from Batista misses. Batista, 6'2", 210 pounds, out of Santiago, Dominican Republic, a non-drafted free agent in 2019. As the pitch misses, Ian Moeller, a 3-1 count. So I was a little surprised that the tourist went to the bullpen so quickly, because that's going to be a walk for Ian Moeller. Moeller, he singled in the second inning. He now reaches for a second time. That'll bring up Connor Piotto. Batista, a 2-0 record on the year, making his fourth appearance. He started two previous games, a 3.21 ERA in 14 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He's walked 4 and struck out 18. 173 average against for the right-hander out of the Dominican. Piotto takes the first pitch ball. Garcia holding on the runner at first. And that ball is going to get away from the catcher, Colin Price. Ian Moeller goes down to second. Piotto struck out his first time. Now an opportunity to drive the ball to right field. This has got a chance of getting up and over the head of the right fielder, Baez. It will. Rounding third and heading home is Ian Moeller, and he's going to score. It's 4-0 in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. It's Connor Piotto bounced the ball into right field off the Mike Johnson Hickory Toyota sign. And just like that, the Crawdads have a 4-0 advantage as he swaps places with Ian Moeller down at second. Moeller had to play that one very conservatively because it looked like for a moment Baez might be able to get a glove up and make the catch. Piotto now with the RBI double, his second RBI of the season. Devin Hurdle is going to hit a soft ground ball, and it's going to be a base knock for Hurdle. As Hurdle probably has hit a ball, hit two baseballs a combined 180 feet, and has reached base twice off of it. Marco Soto will step to the plate. This Hurdle will get credit for the base hit. Runners now at the corners for Marco Soto, who singled his last time up. Well, maybe these are some of the subtle hints of things that are maybe going to start turning around for this Crawdads offense. I mean, in the book, it looks like that Hurdle drilled that one off the chest of one of the infielders. No one really knows that the ball went a sum total of 70 feet. And really, nobody cares in the ballpark. Hurdle down at first, Piotto over at third. A run already in. Soto got hit by the pitch, and now the bases are going to be loaded. Or will they? Soto is going to shed his gear. Or will he? No, he's not. What do we have going on here? Chad Comer's going to come down and have a conversation. It's the home plate umpire. Had Soto keep his gear on, the base umpire allowed Hurdle to get down to second. Nate Shaver, he's questioning what's going on. And now the home plate umpire is going to go have a conversation with the base umpire. Chad Comer and Nate Shaver basically sitting in an area equidistant of one another on opposite sides of home plate. So it's going to be a foul ball. Hurdle will be asked to go back to first base. A run in for the Crawdads. They lead 4-0. Here's the pitch, and that hits Soto on the backside. Breaking ball hit him right below the belt. And now the bases are loaded. So perhaps a bit of foreshadowing there on the previous pitch. So the bases are now loaded. And we'll have another mound visit for the tourist. As the tourists have had some certain difficulties in the last couple of innings trying to get Crawdad's hitters out. It's the second hit by pitch in as many innings for the tourist, as Jace Easley will step to the plate with the bases loaded and nobody out. Now this is an opportunity for the Crawdads to create some separation here. Really stretch this one out. Piotto at third, Hurdle at second, Soto at first. So the pitch misses. Three in the third, one already in the books here in the fourth with the possibility for more. Easley takes the pitch down. The count goes to 2-0. There's no one throwing in the Asheville bullpen at this time. There is some throwing happening for the Crawdads beyond the left field foul pole. The pitch from Batista misses down, and now the count is 3-0. Batista has the sign, the 3-0, right down LR Boulevard for strike one. Easley with a chance to really stretch this lead out for the Crawdads. The 3-1 catches the outer half. The count runs full. Batista misses outside. It's 5-0 Crawdads. Chase Easley gets himself an RBI walk. Pioto scores. Hurdle moves to third. Soto goes to second, and that brings up Daniel Mateo. Mateo got all the scoring started. As he singled to center, he would take second on the throw. That would be a two-run single that really got this thing going. Mateo takes a breaking ball up and inside. Mateo waits on the 1-0. That ball, broken bat out toward third base, fielded at third base. They'll go get the lead runner at home. There was a lot going on that play. Narbe Cruz did about as much as you can possibly do on that play. I mean, he was dodging a bat shard that landed about three steps away from him while at the same time fielding the ball and going home. And he's taking a deep breath right now. I mean, he understands how close he came to getting really hurt. He was able to make the play at the plate. There's one down in the inning with Quincy Scott hitting. The pitch from Batista misses, and they're still picking up bat shards around home plate. Scott just flicked one about 25 feet away from him. That bat was shattered. Batista inside. Count goes to 2-0. So it'll be a fielder's choice. Cut down is Devin Hurdle for the first out. The base is still loaded with one down. Scott dribbles that one out to shortstop. They'll go to second. The relay over to first in time as it's a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. But not before the Crawdads tack on two more runs. We go to the fifth, 5-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fifth inning, Luis Ramirez day has come to a close. They hand the baseball to Leandro Lopez, 6 foot, 230-pound right-hander out of the Dominican. Non-drafted free agent from 2021, his first offering, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Ryan Johnson, misses outside. Got an email just a moment ago that I want to share, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit. As that ball driven out to right field, drifting back is easily. That's got a shot of getting out of the yard, and it will. As Ryan Johnson drove that one out beyond the right field wall over the Mountain Dew sign, technically the Diet Mountain Dew sign, and the tourists are on the board. It's a solo homer for Ryan Johnson. It's his second of the year. And it's now a 5-1 ball game. That'll bring up Tyler Whitaker. Lopez making a second appearance, has a 3.00 ERA, no record. 3 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He's hit a batter, struck out 3 batters, a 167 average against. But Ryan Johnson greets him rudely with an opposite field home run. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Whitaker. 2-1 count. For those of you that have ever been to McCormick Field, you know that going the opposite way for a right-handed hitter creates some big rewards at times. As that ball's going to make its way over on the first base side concourse to level the count at 2-2. 5-1 lead for the Crawdads. So the breaking ball is going to be rolled down to third baseline, but foul. Ramirez's numbers look like this. 4 innings pitched. He gave up a hit. No runs. He did walk 3 batters in the contest, but he did strike out 6. As the pitch to Whitaker misses, count runs full. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Leandro Lopez. You hear the vuvuzelas in the background. As the pitch misses, Whitaker gets his second consecutive walk. That's going to bring up Bryce Matthews. Matthews, last time up, reached on a fielder's choice. As Julio Valdez will come out to have a conversation with Leandro Lopez. Got an email just a moment ago from Larry Dale. First of all, Larry, thank you so much for reaching out to me this afternoon. I really appreciate anybody that reaches out by way of email at brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. Larry's tuning in this afternoon on MILB.TV. Larry, thank you so much for the very kind words. I am thrilled to be here in Hickory. It's my first consistent work in affiliated baseball. Spent a lot of time in the Indies as of late, but I'm happy to be here. Happy to represent the organization, happy to represent the Texas Rangers to a lesser degree. Those folks don't know who I am, but I'm glad to be a part of the organization nevertheless as the pitch misses outside. And Larry, hopefully you'll continue to watch. And even when you're out here at LP Franz Stadium watching live, you can have your phone and listen on HickoryCrawdads.com as we've got the audio going. It's part of the Crawdads Radio Network as the pitch to Matthews taken for a strike. 2-1 the count. Whitaker the runner over at first, a run already in here in the fifth inning. It's the fastball. Cut on and missed. Count evens at 2-2. Lopez has the sign from Moeller. Sets. Here's the pitch. Misses high. The count runs full. Lopez. The payoff pitch, fastball, tipped into the mitt of Ian Moeller, and there's one down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Cam Fisher. Fisher has walked and struck out in the ball game. Fisher was the first of three consecutive strikeouts by Luis Ramirez in the third inning. After giving up a walk and a fielder's choice, runners were at first and second, and Ramirez bowed up and took down the next three by way of the strikeout. Lopez. That ball lifted high by Fisher. It's going to stay in the infield. Devin Hurdle will make the catch two steps shy of the grass. And there's two down in the inning. That's going to bring up John Garcia. Want to say good afternoon to Finley Stritzel. Tuning in from Wake County, the Raleigh area. Raleigh is buzzing now this time of the year. A 5-3 win against the New York Islanders in Game 2 that was the talk of the hockey world a few days ago. I believe it was three goals scored in the course of about 2 minutes of gameplay. The Hurricanes are my favorite club because that is the local team. And for Major League Sports concern, the most successful team in North Carolina right now. As that ball is going to be lifted foul. Finley, I am certainly grateful that there's a broadcast here in Hickory again. So I think the last time we had one was 2015, some 9 years ago. That was the year, last year, the Crawdads won a South Atlantic League championship. Lopez catches the outside edge for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Garcia has struck out two times in the ballgame. Whitaker takes his lead over at first, being held on by Connor Pioto. The pitch. Breaking ball misses down. Moeller smothers it. So, Finley, thank you so much for making your way to the broadcast this afternoon. I appreciate the email. And we are certainly grateful to be bringing this back to you. Thanks to the folks at Pixalot in large part, as that ball is going to be chopped back to Lopez on the mound. He'll race it over to Pioto to retire the side. A solo shot by Ryan Johnson gets the tourist on the board. We're halfway through here on this Thursday afternoon, a 5-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. So glad you could join us. Yossi Galan to lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth as he'll face off against Edinson Batista. Three runs in the third, two in the fourth for the Crawdads have given them the 5-1 advantage. They've also out-hit the Tourist 6-2. This is a Crawdads club trying to win back-to-back games for the first time in about a week. As Galan swings and misses. So it'll be Galan, Blackwell, Moeller, middle third of the order for the Crawdads here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Breaking ball, big bender by Batista for strike two. 78 miles an hour on the pitch, and it had great movement. Got some more emails I'll get to in just a moment. Batista, breaking ball in the dirt. Count goes to 1-2. Mike Ibanez tuning in Denton, Texas. Now, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's the home of the Mean Green, the North Texas, University of North Texas. Mike, so glad you've tuned in. And it's the breaking ball to Galan misses. Count evens at 2-2. You're right. The Rangers organization are stocking a number of players here in Hickory, and that does give great opportunity to be heard. As the pitch misses, Batista has run the count full against Yossi Galan. And, Mike, I hope. I've dreamed about it. Make no mistake about it. Being able to represent an affiliated organization, that's been the goal. Glad to be here. Batista, pitch swung on and missed by Galan. And there's one down. And that's going to bring up Ben Blackwell. Blackwell 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Batista catches the outside edge with the first offering to Ben Blackwell. Blackwell getting the start at shortstop today. He spent the previous two games over at second base with Sebastian Walcott over at shortstop. Walcott getting the day off, at least for the time being. It's 91-mile-an-hour fastball taken for strike two. As Blackwell has to vacate the premises on the ball that was a little too close for comfort. As he went ducking out of the way, count goes to 1-2. And Blackwell, wouldn't you imagine, decides to call time to get his wits about it. Batista, 1-2, breaking ball, gets past Price, count evens at 2-2. Five runs on six hits, no errors for the Crawdads. 1-2-1 for the Tourist. It's the only game going on right now in the South Atlantic League. They will be having another one crank up in about a half an hour. As Blackwell lifts that one out in the shallow center field, coming on is Tyler Whitaker. He'll make the catch, and there's two down. As the Vuvuzelas are out in full force, and you might think you'd be at a soccer match when the Vuvuzelas are out. No, this is minor league baseball. It's education day here in Hickory, and, well, the kids love the Vuvuzelas. Make no mistake about it. For many adults, the opinion is mixed. Ian Moeller steps to the plate. Fastball right down the middle. Taken for a strike. I hope I get the last name right, but I just got an email from Eric Ney, I hope. Eric tuning in Wisconsin this afternoon. Eric, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate the kind words. He's pulling for the Crawdads, and the NHL's pulling for the Vegas Knights. And, of course, the Milwaukee Brewers. It's the breaking ball to Moeller. Misses. Count goes to 2-1. Moeller has singled. He scored in the fourth inning when he walked. Part of a two-run rally for the Crawdads as Moeller swings and misses. Count levels at 2-2. So Moeller's going to call time, step back into the box, and readies himself for a 2-2 offering from Edinson Batista. Batista misses down. The count goes full. Again, for those of you that want to reach out, send me an email, say hello this afternoon. You can do so. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. You want to reach out to me on Twitter or X, you can find me at What's Up B-Rush, PXP. Would love to get a follow. If you send something by way of Twitter or X, I'll be sure to say hello back. It's Batista, fastball, cut on and missed at 92 mile an hour by Moeller. He strikes out to close out the fifth inning. It's a 5-1 lead for the Crawdads. We go to the sixth when we return. We'll be back in just a moment.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Top of the sixth inning. Crawdads with a 5-1 advantage here on this Thursday afternoon. So glad that you could join us wherever you are, whether you're tuning in on the audio side at hickorycrawdads.com or whether you're catching video on MILB.TV or the Bally's app. We appreciate you joining us. Luis Baez, 1-for-2 on the day, swings and misses on the first offering from Leandro Lopez. Lopez quickly back for his second offering. It's a fastball down. 1-1 the count. That ball hit out to shortstop, fielded by Blackwell. The throw across to Piotto, and there's one down. And that brings up Narby Cruz. I guess there's a certain benefit to stocking the Vuvuzelas inside the team store because now we've got a competition going on. It sounds like a really bad middle school band practice. It's the fastball taken for a strike because there's a lot of middle schoolers here today. I guess it could be worse. I guess it could be a recorder. It's the pitch. Narbe Cruz levels the count at 1-1. Cruz 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Here's the pitch from Lopez, misses down. The 2-1. Cruz can't hold up on the breaking ball. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That ball rolled out to second. Hurdle fields it. Throws it in time to Piotto. There's two down. Want to say good afternoon, or I should say good morning, to Jesse Paredes, tuning in Los Angeles, California this morning. Jesse, I couldn't agree more with what you just said in this email. It's good. Hickory needs an audio-video component, at least audio. But I'm grateful they've got video as well. So the fastball misses high to Colin Price. And now we can add generations of baseball fans, because if you're watching this today, you're probably a baseball junkie like me, and I'm glad I can bring this to you this afternoon on the audio side, and I'm glad the pictures, well, they take care of themselves. Jesse, thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. We've got some more emails coming in I'll get to as Colin Price fouls it off. He struck out in the second inning, grounded to short in inning number 4. Leandro Lopez trying to get through the 6th inning. He came in relief in the 5th for Luis Ramirez. Ramirez had a very steady effort in his 4 innings of work. So the breaking ball misses up. Count evens at 2-2. I would imagine in the next 20 to 35, 40 minutes, we'll start to see some folks filing out. Is that ball lifted high? It's going to make its way into the seats. So somebody gets a souvenir and someone else gets a bruise. Lopez, the 2-2. Cut on and missed. Colin Price not happy. He strikes out. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. A 5-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the 6th inning, Connor Piotto, Devin Hurdle, Marco Soto, bottom third of the order for the Crawdads. to bat here in the sixth inning against Edinson Batista. Fastball, Piotto grounds that just inside the bag at first. Piotto's going to have himself another extra base hit. It's still in the corner. He's rounding second and heading for third, and he's going to get there standing up. Connor Piotto racing around like he had skates on. Gets to third base with a stand-up triple to open the bottom of the sixth inning. And all the kids with the vuvuzelas showing their approval. It wasn't the hardest hit ball of the day, but it got just inside the bag and just outside the reach of John Garcia. And Piotto with his second extra base hit of the day. It's the pitch to Devin Hurdle, taken for a strike. The previous at-bat for Piotto, he smashed a ball to right field off the Mike Johnson Hickory Toyota sign. It's the fastball taken for strike two. The infield defensively for Asheville is in front of the bags. They've got to try to cut down this runner. They're already down four, and we're getting a little late here. Piotto takes the lead down at third. The breaking ball back up the middle, and it's an RBI single. The Crawdads have a 6-1 advantage. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Again, Hurdle didn't try to do too much. He knew that if he hit it hard enough, it was going to be able to sneak through. That's exactly what he did. Piotto scores. It's a 5-run advantage. The RBI is the third of the season for Hurdle. And that brings up Marco Soto. And I'll give you a very interesting stat about the bottom third of this order here in just a second as they throw over to first. The bottom third of the order, Connor Piotto, Devin Hurdle, Marco Soto. This club has 8 hits in the ballgame. Those 3 have 6 of them. Piotto has done the slugging out of that trio. He's got a double and a triple. Devin Hurdle had 2 infield swinging bunt singles. He was able to drive that one through the infield. He's 3-for-3 in the ballgame with a run driven in. So where the sprinters have taken center stage in the last 2 night games, the day game has been reserved for Hurdles, as he's 3-for-3 in the ballgame with a run driven in. Marco Soto has a single to his credit as well. Soto swings and misses. 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Crawdads. They have the 5-run advantage. Want to say hello to Jonathan Merrill, tuning in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Jonathan, thank you so much for tuning in on the audio side, which is just perfect by me. It's the pitch taken for a strike. Soto falls behind 1-2. When I get out of the ballpark at the end of the night, I've got about an hour-long ride ahead of me, and I try to find the first AM station that's got a ball game on, and I ride it out. Hurdle's going to try to go. That ball hit back up the middle. There'll be no tag at the bag at second. They do get the out at first. The second baseman, Pescanel Ferreras, tried to touch the second base bag as soon as he fielded it to force the runner at second. Was not able to do so, but he gets the out of Soto. It's a 4-3 put out. Hurdle advances to second. One down in the inning, and that brings up Jace Easley. I absolutely love listening to games on the radio. While I've got an opportunity, I want to say hello to Andy Stadnisky, checking out the action today from Decatur, Georgia. Andy, thank you so much for tuning in today. And yes, tourist fans are absolutely welcome to check out the broadcast. Can't wait to see my guy Dougie Maurer at some time. That'll probably happen when I get to McCormick Field for some of the weekend action coming up in July and August. That'll be a lot of fun. As the pitch misses down from Batista. Count 2-0 to Jace Easley. Easley walked his last time up, drove in a run with that walk. So the Crawdads have three in the third, two in the fourth, and now a single run in the sixth. A 6-1 advantage. Fastball misses up. Count goes to 3-0. Fastball right down LR Boulevard works the count to 3-1. Easley in the last week has gotten starts at third base, second base, and now in right field. A very versatile player for this Crawdads club. As Easley rolls that one back to the mound, there'll just be one play, and the throw gets away from the first baseman. And that ball's going to stop on the track. Easley's going to be down at second. Hurdle's going to score from second. That's going to be an error on Batista. Won't be an RBI in the situation, but it's a 7-1 lead nevertheless for the Crawdads. Edinson Batista had fielded it, might have gotten distracted by Hurdle going to third. Maybe second-guessed himself. Whatever the case, the throw to John Garcia was offline. Garcia had no shot getting to it. Easley gets down to second. Hurdle scores. It's 7-1 in favor of the Crawdads. Daniel Mateo at the plate. He got all this started back in the third inning as he had a two-run single to begin the offense. And since then, it has been a very good day for the Crawdads. As Mateo's going to foul that off his foot. So he's going to take a walk around home plate. Batista delivers. Mateo swings and misses. The count evens at 2-2. This came in on X or Twitter just a moment ago. I'll get to it after this 2-2 offering from Edinson Batista. It's the pitch. Mateo swings and misses. There's two down in the inning. At underscore Chris underscore James. He's tuning in on MILB.TV, and he's talking about the Vuvuzelas being out in full force today. Yes, it's been a very good day inside the team store. Vuvuzela sales are up several 100% today. It's Quincy Scott. Takes a first pitch fastball for a strike at 92 miles an hour. Two runs in the inning already for the Crawdads, a 7-1 advantage. Jace Easley down at second. And Scott gets clipped by the pitch. That's the third hit batter today for the Crawdads. And that's going to bring up Yossi Gallant. So Yossi Gallant celebrating a birthday today. Birthday number 23. He's been hit by a pitch. Otherwise, he's popped to short and struck out. It's the pitch from Batista misses. Nobody in the bullpen for either side at this point. Scott takes the lead at first, the lead at second by Easley. The slider misses by a good margin. So at underscore Chris underscore James, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking things out on Twitter or X, whatever you prefer to call it. Thank you for tuning in from Raleigh today. State capital of North Carolina representing as Gallant's going to shoot that one back over the awning here above the press box. Makes its way out to the concourse area. Batista, the 2-1 breaking ball. That's a good pitch. Evens the count at 2-2. Two down here in the top of the, the bottom of the sixth inning. Gallant with a chance to extend the lead for the Crawdads if he can come through on his birthday in this situation. As the pitch misses and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. It's the fastball from Batista. Got away from Colin Price, and there was nothing that Price could have done about it. So there's now runners at second and third. And with two down in the inning, if Gallant can get a base knock into the outfield, it would assuredly score two runs on the play. Gallant waits on the 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Breaking ball misses high. He draws the walk. And now the bases are loaded. And that's going to bring up Ben Blackwell. Blackwell came into this contest 3-for-8 so far in the series. He's 0-for-3 on the day, so probably due for a knock. He got a big knock in last night's contest. Blackwell, the right-handed batter. He got an RBI in the eighth inning. It was a 3-1 game going into the bottom of the eighth inning. And again, a two-run lead is not a massive margin. A bloop and a blast ties it up in a two-run ball game. However, Ben Blackwell got the single back through the middle to stretch across another run for the Crawdads, and they would subsequently win 4-1. But it got interesting in the ninth. Not going to lie. Blackwell, that slow roller out to shortstop. The throw across in time to Garcia. The Crawdads leave them loaded in the sixth, but they put two more across. They lead 7-1 as we go to the seventh on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. Hickory.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the seventh inning, Pascanel Ferreras to come up to hit for Asheville, followed by Ryan Johnson, Tyler Whitaker. Ferreras lifts that ball into shallow right field. Pioto giving chase. He'll peel off as Jace easily makes the catch for the first out in the seventh inning. Leandro Lopez still on for the Crawdads. That'll bring up Ryan Johnson. Johnson has the lone run of the game for the Tourists. It's a solo shot to right field. As the breaking ball misses up. Johnson one for two, a strikeout, and then the home run. As Lopez misses. Johnson was the first batter that Lopez faced. So he launched the ball over the Diet Mountain Dew sign in right field. It's the fastball taken for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Luis Ramirez went four innings in the ballgame, and it created a necessity for a bridge guy. And that's exactly what we've had. Blackwell, the backhand stop, the throw offline. Ryan Johnson has a multi-hit ballgame. Just the third hit in the contest for the Tourist, and Johnson has two of the three. That's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker has walked twice in the game. He's also grounded to short. Pioto holding on the runner at first in a 7-1 ball game. For Lopez, an opportunity to go three innings really gets you to the back end of your bullpen. And you just never know what the thought process could be. I would imagine this third inning of relief, if he gets through it, would be his final. But if you've got middle relief guys that can get you three or four innings in the minor leagues, this is not necessarily something you see in the big leagues, but in the minor leagues, if you've got guys that can be stretched out to three, four innings of relief and be that bridge guy to the eighth and ninth inning guys, that's a big deal. The 2-1 offering to Whitaker. Here it comes. That ball's going to be swung on and missed. Count evens at 2-2. A couple more emails that I want to address here in just a little bit. Any more emails that come the rest of the way, I'll try to catch up with them tomorrow night. Hopefully you'll tune in tomorrow night. Friday night, fireworks baseball here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for that 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll do the same thing on Saturday. Then on Sunday, a 2 p.m. matinee to close out the series. It's going on the pitch is Whitaker. Or I should say Johnson, the throw down to second, not in time. Whitaker, a strikeout victim. There's two down in the inning. So Johnson gets the stolen base. It's the second of the day for the Tourist, and that's going to bring up Bryce Matthews. Matthews 0 for 3 in the contest. So we do see some stirring going on in the Crawdads bullpen right now. No throwing yet, but some stirring. As Lopez finds the strike zone on the outside edge to work the count to 0-1. I want to say good afternoon to Gabby Pioto checking out the action this afternoon in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Sad ball. Soft liner hit out in the center field. Rounding third and heading home is going to be Ryan Johnson. It's a 7-2 ball game. So it's an RBI single for Bryce Matthews. It's his first hit of the ball game. And it cuts the lead back to 5. And that's going to bring up Cam Fisher. Gabby Piotto very excited to see what's happened with young Connor Piotto today. A triple and a double to his credit, along with 2 runs scored and an RBI. As Lopez fires a fastball down the middle for strike one. Soon as the series is over on Sunday, the Crawdads hit the road. It's the breaking ball. Misses the throw down to second. It's going to be unsuccessful as it gets away from Blackwell. A stolen base now for Bryce Matthews. I never saw a signal at home plate, so I'm assuming it's a ball. It is a ball now. Can never be too sure. It's the fastball cut on and missed. Count now 1-2. Fisher's going to call time. The Crawdads will travel to Rome, Georgia. I will not be in Rome for any of those journeys. There's a few places I just can't make the trip to. And earlier in the year, I do have some collegiate obligations to contend with that will have me covering games in the Charlotte metro area. As the pitch is fouled back beyond home plate. This is the time of year where I'm doing a lot of baseball and a lot of softball. Fast pitch softball at the college level. Lopez. That ball smashed out to center field. Drifting over to make the catch in center is Daniel Mateo. That'll retire the side. A run across for the tourist in the 7th. We go to the stretch. 7-2 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Seven-two advantage for the Crawdads. Bottom of the 7th inning, Ian Moeller will lead things off, followed by Connor Piotto and Devin Hurdle. 6-7-8 in the order for the Crawdads. Asheville got a run back in the contest. They trail 7-2. So we start to see the folks make their way out of the ballpark. It's getting to that time. It's possible by the time we get to 1:45 this afternoon, this place could be emptied out significantly. pitch from the new pitcher, Alejandro Torres, misses. Teaming the count at 1-1. Alejandro Torres, a 6'1", 245-pound right-hander out of Miami, Florida. As that ball lifted out to shallow center field, coming on and making the snow cone catch is Tyler Whitaker. You had two infielders converging on Whitaker. They finally peeled off in time for Whitaker to make the snow cone catch. There's one down in the seventh inning, and that brings up Connor Piotto. Piotto, 2-for-3 in the ballgame. He has done the slugging today for this Crawdads club. A double and a triple, two runs scored and an RBI. It's Torres, fastball at 94, misses up. Torres, 1-0 record on the year, a 2.25 ERA in his sixth appearance. 8 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 runs. They're both earned. He's walked a batter, struck out 9, a 172 average against for the young man, the former Hurricane from the U. It's the fastball cut on and missed. Piotto falls behind 1-2. Got one more email that I'll get to. You can continue to send them to me. I'll store them away for tomorrow's broadcast. And those that I try to reach out to that ask me questions, I'll do my best to get answers to you off air just as quickly as I possibly can. Piotto calls time as he awaits the 1-2 offering. Crawdads have out-hit the Tourist 8-4 in this ballgame. Piotto swings and misses as Torres bore that fastball in on the hands at 94. Two down in the inning for Devin Hurdle. Devin Hurdle has had a three-hit day so far. The first two probably covered, like I said earlier, maybe 140 feet. Maybe. The third single back through the middle, it got into shallow center field. So the fastball from Torres misses up. But in the scorebook, when you see the box score later on this evening, you're going to think that Devin Hurdle got three barrels on the afternoon. So the fastball from Torres misses. The 2-1, Hurdle swings and misses, count evens. So I want to say good morning to Robert Bell, another gentleman checking out the action in the Los Angeles, California area. A Dodgers fan who, well, the Dodgers usually don't play at 11 a.m. Eastern. Even though it could be plausible, they are in Washington, or they were in Washington. As Hurdle swings and misses, Robert, thank you so much for tuning in to this morning's broadcast. The strikeout of Hurdle sends us to the eighth inning. A 7-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the eighth inning. Chad Comer goes to the bullpen, brings on Jacob Maytone. So Maytone will face off against John Garcia, Luis Baez, Narbe Cruz, 4-5-6 in the order. So the breaking ball taken for a strike count goes to 0-2. Maytone, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander out of Springfield, Illinois. Free agent back in 22. Last year with the Down East Wood Ducks. Of course, Down East Wood Ducks, the club out of Kinston, North Carolina. Along the way, I need to catch up with a friend of mine that's down in Kinston that has put together a radio show down that way. We used to do some work together in the Charlotte metro area, Mr. Brian Hanks. For those of you that follow some of the Wood Ducks work, if you see him, tell him I said hello. It's that ball shot into center field. Garcia has his first knock of the day. That's going to bring up Luis Baez, the fifth hit of the day for the tourist. Baez, 1-for-3 on the day. It's a single to right his first time up. Fastball from Maytone. Taken for a strike. Maytone, no record on the year, 4.50 ERA, making his fifth appearance. It's the slider. Rolled out to Blackwell. Blackwell to Hurdle. The relay to first. Not in time. They get the lead runner, 6-4. That's going to bring up Narbe Cruz. One down here in the eighth inning. Crawdads have given these fans that have come to the ballpark today something to be excited about. As Cruz lifts that ball out to left field, it'll stay in the yard. Quincy Scott will make the catch, and there's two down. That'll bring up Colin Price. Maytone. Fastball at 91, misses. Up out of the zone. Maytone has thrown six innings on the year, nine hits, nine runs, three of them earned. He's walked a batter, struck out seven. It's Maytone. Looks in for the sign from Ian Moeller. 1-1 count with two down. The pitch, curveball, Price out in front. Price 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Maytone, one strike away from getting through the eighth. That ball is going to be rolled out to Blackwell. Blackwell fields it. Fires across in time, and that'll retire the side. Jacob Matone allows a hit, leaves the runner stranded. A scoreless inning for Matone as we go to the bottom of the eighth. 7-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Marco Soto to lead things off for the Crawdads. So he'll be followed by Jace Easley and Daniel Mateo. That's the scheduled hitters. Against Alejandro Torres, on for his second full inning of relief, as Torres misses. Jacob Matone was very effective in the eighth inning. There's a real possibility he could close out the game for the Crawdads, as the Crawdads are three outs away from claiming back-to-back wins in this series. Soto swings and misses. It'll be also the first time that they've won back-to-back home games this season. As they opened up the year against Jersey Shore, won the Wednesday Education Day game, and then won on Friday evening as part of a doubleheader. There was a washout on Thursday. And then they won the finale on Sunday 10-8 when the offense made its biggest impact in a ball game. Soto fouls the pitch straight back. Soto today has singled. He's been hit by a pitch. He's grounded out to second. 1-for-2 in the ball game. Soto reaches off, hits that one over to the right side, foul beyond the party deck. Just beyond the party deck, there's actually a grassy hill that leads up toward the parking lot. There's lots of kids that try to find ways to get out there and get the foul balls. I don't know they figured it out yet, as there's a fence that surrounds that area. Soto swings and misses for the first out. The kids want the foul balls, and I get it. Man, growing up, do I have stories. It's Jace Easley with one down, steps to the plate. Easley has struck out twice. He's walked. He drove in a run with that walk, and he also reached on an error. 0-for-3 officially. pitch from Torres. Easley's going to lift that one off the bricks to my left. It'll work its way back down into the bleachers. As the pitch catches the outside edge, works the count to 1-2. I mentioned that this club in Hickory got started in 1993 as they moved about 40 miles north from Gastonia, North Carolina. Easley swings and misses. It's two down in the inning. Well, that is where I got my first tastes of minor league baseball. Very young in Gastonia, North Carolina at Sims Legion Park, watching at that time the Gastonia Cardinals. One of the stars at that time, Andy Van Slyke of the Cardinals. Another player that became pretty popular thanks to cable television, Leon Bull Durham, spent some time in the Cardinals organization before being dealt to the Chicago Cubs, where you would hear Harry Carey talk about him in the early 80s. As the breaking ball swung on and missed by Daniel Mateo. The 94 National League East champion Chicago Cubs that fell to the Padres in the National League Championship Series before the Detroit Tigers, who were an absolute machine in 84, beat the Padres in the World Series. I can't tell you the number of days I spent at Sims Park. And a lot of the times, as the pitch from Torres swung on and missed, we'll save that story for later. It's a strikeout of Daniel Mateo sends us to the ninth inning. A 7-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
Started here in the ninth inning. His first offering to Pasquinel Ferreras, taken for a strike. Maytone was very clean, very polished in the eighth inning. Did give up a single, but that's really all there was to it. As Ferreras swings and misses, count goes to 0-2. He's trying to close it out for the Crawdads on this Thursday afternoon to be the final piece of the puzzle on this very successful day for this club. Luis Ramirez went four innings. Leandro Lopez, three innings. Maytone trying to finish it off with the final two innings. If this lead holds up, Leandro Lopez will be credited with the win. That ball is going to be rolled out to Blackwell. Takes a Sunday hop. Throw over to Pioto in time. And there's one down. And that brings up Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson has been the offensive star of the day for the Asheville Tourists. Solo home run in the fifth. He singled, stole a base, and scored in the seventh off the bat of Bryce Matthews. Maytone, that ball back up the middle. Backhanded by Hurdle behind the second base back. Pioto cleanly picks it. Just like that, there's two down off the broken bat. Tyler Whitaker will step to the plate. Once this game has come to a close, we will have a post-game show where we'll kind of tell you everything that went down that you might have missed. And we'll set you up for tomorrow. That ball rolled out to Blackwell. Fields it cleanly. The throw to Pioto. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Crawdads win the second Education Day game of the year. A 7-2 win over the Asheville Tourists for the first time in LP Franz Stadium this year. Back-to-back wins at home as they now move their record to 7-10. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll have the post-game show. The Crawdads are winners on a Thursday. We'll be right back. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium for the Crawdads postgame show. A happy Crawdads postgame show on this Thursday afternoon as the Crawdads get a 7-2 win against the Asheville Tourists. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the happy numbers this afternoon. is in the contest. Hickory Crawdads adds 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. For Asheville, 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, 8 left on base over the course of the action. Getting the win in 2 hours and 29 minutes, Leandro Lopez. Leandro Lopez works his record to 1-0 on the season. Andrew Taylor takes the loss for the Tourist as he falls to 0-1 on the year. As the Hickory Crawdads really got the vast majority of their offensive production today from the bottom third of the order. Out of the 8 hits that the Crawdads got, 6 of them came from the bottom 3 spots in the order. Marcos Soto went 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Devin Hurdle went 3-for-4. He had an RBI and 2 runs scored. And Connor Pioto did much of the slugging in the contest. Pioto went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, a triple, a double, and an RBI. Daniel Mateo did get the offense going for the Crawdads as he got 1 hit and 5 at-bats. It was a 2-run single. His single in the third inning made it a 2-0 ball game. So the Crawdads would scratch across 3 runs in the second. They would tack on 2 more in the fourth, and then 2 more in the sixth. And by that time, Luis Ramirez, who had already set a good job on the bump pitching for the Crawdads, the only reason he didn't stay in the game was because of the typical pitch restrictions that these guys are on. Leandro Lopez went 3 innings in the contest. He picks up the win, and then Jacob Maytone was very effective in innings 8 and 9. As the Crawdads, in less than 2.5 hours, get a win in front of this very solid crowd on Education Day here at L.P. Franz Stadium. The attendance, 3,825 on this Thursday afternoon, got to see a complete game. No errors defensively. Very solid work there. Some more opportunistic hitting for this Crawdads club. And then, of course, Ramirez handing it off to the bullpen, and the bullpen being steady to get this club to a 7-2 win on Thursday afternoon. Coming up tomorrow, 6:45 airtime on a Fireworks Friday. That'll be the Crawdads trying to make it 3 in a row here at L.P. Franz Stadium as they'll take on the Asheville Tourist. 7 o'clock will be the first pitch. I'll bring you the action tomorrow here on MILB.TV, the Bally's sports app, and HickoryCrawdads.com on the audio side. So a very good day for almost 4,000 folks that made their way out to the ballpark this afternoon. So glad they were able to come out and enjoy Crawdads baseball. Thank you for all of you that tuned in this afternoon, whether it was on the audio streaming side or the television side. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be able to check in with us tomorrow. So we'll get things started at 6:45 for Douglas LoCascio, the GM of the club, Ashley Salinas, and the rest of the crew here in Hickory. This is Brian Rushing signing off. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon for a little Crawdads baseball. A 7-2 winner until we're back here tomorrow night at L.P. Franz Stadium. Have a pleasant good evening. We'll see you next time.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.